A coalition of green groups say the EPA proposal is too timid as it tries to get ocean-going ships to change their ballast water procedures and keep more unwanted species out of the Great Lakes. Tom Smars with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says for one thing, ballast water treatment would only have to meet standards set by the International Maritime Organization.
These standards were the product of international political negotiations with the shipping industry, but they are not scientifically based and offer only a marginal improvement over the current practice of flushing ballast tanks with salt water.
Smar says the federal plan should adopt tougher ballast water discharge standards set by New York and California. Environmentalists also say the EPA wants to give the shipping industry too much time to make changes and isn't tough enough on ships that just travel within the Great Lakes. The green groups say if changes aren't made, they could take the EPA back to court. Organizations that represent shipping companies and Great Lakes ports generally back the government plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.